From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Tuesday, December 16th. Coming up, a federal incentive for homeowner solar is rapidly expiring. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Some businesses in Champaign were under a boil order yesterday afternoon. Illinois American Water crews began repairing a water main between East Kirby Avenue and Devonshire Drive. McDonald's, Baxter's American Grill, the Ribeye, and Steak and Shake restaurants along South Neal Street were included in the boil water order. The precaution means water must come to a rolling boil for 5 minutes before drinking or cooking. Bathing and other uses of water are fine. There's no word yet on when the order will be lifted. New Illinois Farm Bureau President Philip Nelson says agriculture producers are getting prices for crops and animals that are the same as 1974 after adjusting for inflation. Yet Nelson says input costs have quadrupled.
You got four seed companies that control about 80% of the seed market. You got four meat packers that control over 80% of the meat packing capacity, and you got about four fertilizer companies that do about 80% of the business worldwide.
Nelson says the loss of U.S. ag markets caused by Trump administration trade disputes are not the only factor keeping farm businesses underwater. He says he's glad Congress is looking at the functionality of the input markets. Electric vehicle maker Rivian is making the case it is ready to catch up with and surpass Tesla in self-driving vehicle software. At a company event, Rivian Autonomy and AI Vice President James Philbin says the company will use data from all its new vehicles to train its artificial intelligence. He says other companies have test vehicles that collect that information, but those fleets are usually small.
But because they're prototypes, these fleets are typically small, numbering the tens to 100s. In contrast, for the LiDAR-equipped R2, every vehicle will become a ground-truthing vehicle. That's orders of magnitude more data.
Rivian also says it has built its own computer chips and software, which will make Rivian faster to improve and adjust AI driving. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is mourning the lives lost in Australia this weekend when two gunmen opened fire on a Hanukkah festival. Mawa Iqbal has more.
At least 15 people were killed and dozens more were injured in the attack. Pritzker, who is Jewish, says he's heartbroken.
Anti-Semitism has significantly been on the rise for the last several years. And it's something that should be noticeable to everyone. I hope that all of us who want to stand up against hatred and bigotry will stand up and say something.
The governor says the shooting has scarred Jewish people around the world as families prepare to light their menorahs for the holiday. Pritzker on Monday lit the first candle on the state menorah outside the governor's mansion in Springfield. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Still to come, a federal incentive for homeowners solar is rapidly expiring. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for sunny skies with a high of 36 degrees, with a southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 29 degrees, southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 38 degrees, south wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain and a low of 34 degrees, south wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. And for Thursday, cloudy with rain likely in a high of 48 degrees, with a south wind 15 to 20 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, there's growing concern about the effects of smartphones on young people. We'll talk with an Illinois prevention scientist who's developed a program aimed at helping families navigate those challenges. Plus, the best films of 2025. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. A federal tax credit for solar runs out at the end of this month after Congress voted to eliminate it. People in the solar industry remain optimistic. But as Harvest Public Media's Rachel Kramer reports, homeowners are rushing to complete projects before time runs out.
Hi, girls. Rhonda McClure and her husband toss a few pumpkins over the fence to their flock of sheep on a small farm in Wahoo, Nebraska. In one of their grazing areas, there's a row of shiny panels tilted toward the sun. They added a solar array in 2021 to help power their home and well. Rhonda says solar fits in with her efforts to use sustainable practices and reduce their energy costs over the long run.
Several months, our overall bill has been like $4 or $9.
Those cost savings helped convince the McClures to install other solar projects on their farm. That includes new solar panels for an outbuilding where Rhonda stores wool, makes fiber art, and hosts visitors.
We already have church groups and school groups come in, and now in the future we'll be able to add, you know, yeah, you can come here during the summertime and have an air-conditioned space because of the solar.
But Rhonda says they likely would have waited to install this solar until next spring if it weren't for a federal tax credit expiring earlier than expected. Originally, homeowners had until the end of 2032 to qualify for the Residential Clean Energy Credit, which covers 30% of project costs. The One Big Beautiful Bill that became law in July cut that deadline to the end of this year.
That caused a kind of a run on solar here.
That's Eric Schneider, Director of Business Development at Straight Up Solar. The company designs and installs solar systems for homes, businesses, and nonprofits in Missouri and Illinois.
We sold out in September, and many other solar companies were selling out in July, which means like their entire build schedule was full for 2025 because people wanted to get in before the tax credit expired at the end of the year.
In Iowa, customers are also looking to install projects before the end of the year. Paul Cutting helps homeowners identify opportunities to improve their energy efficiency and pay for them as an energy auditor with the nonprofit Clean Energy Districts of Iowa. He sees solar as something that will continue to attract more homeowners concerned about rising electricity bills, even without the federal tax credit next year.
I imagine there's going to be a slowdown, but I think solar at this point probably has a lot to stand on its own.
Electricity rates across the U.S. have gone up in the last 5 years. Inflation, upgrades to aging infrastructure, and natural disasters are some of the factors. The rapid expansion of data centers is another. Corey Zeman is a solar program coordinator with the Midwest Renewable Energy Association.
We're hoping that maybe people start looking at their bill and they realize solar is still a good investment because energy prices are going up. And if you're buying solar, you're essentially buying all the energy you're going to use from that system all at once. You're locking in that rate, so you won't be subject to the increases that are coming.
The cost of installing residential solar varies a lot. Nationwide, it averages around $23,000, according to the nonprofit Center for Sustainable Energy. But industry experts say some residential solar projects can cost upwards of $40,000. Zeman says the federal tax credit made it more affordable for homeowners to install solar. But another way to help cut costs is through something called group buys.
And a group buy is essentially getting a large group of people together in a certain community and then going out to bid and trying to get people a bulk price so that they can all go solar at once.
Zeman's Grow Solar team has completed over 70 group buy programs across 6 states in the Midwest. He's optimistic about solar's future. So is Schneider with a solar company in Missouri and Illinois, who says the industry has always been dynamic.
We call it the solar coaster in the industry because demand kind of fluctuates up and down and up and down, and some of it's policy driven, some of it's interest rate driven.
Schneider and others in the solar industry say they're along for the ride. I'm Rachel Kramer, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains. That's it for today. 2 & 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Reginald Hardwick, Charlie Schlenker, Mawa Iqbal, and Rachel Kramer. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 & 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.